Hey, this is Jay Thomas, and back in January of this year, I got a chance to talk with David McLean about the first season of WOW! Women of Wrestling that was going to be on Access TV, and he told me at the end of the conversation, hey, if we come back for season two, call me again and we'll have this conversation, and wouldn't you know it, season two just around the corner, I'm on the line with David McLean. David, you guys did it. You're here again.
Yes, Jay, thank you. We did it with the help of some fans. We ushered in a new era of action and competition on Access TV. We were happy with the response. We found out the fans wanted an alternative wrestling program, and they took to WOW like a duck to water. They loved it. So we're very pleased. We're happy. And Mark Cuban, who's the owner of Access TV, rewarded us with the largest renewal of any TV show in over 17 years with a 24-episode run for the new WOW series. It's going to be starting on Saturday night, September 7th. It's a part of a new series on Saturday nights called Saturday Slam for Access TV. And we will be the opening program at 7 o'clock locals. And we will then be followed by New Japan Wrestling.
It's such a fun show. Like, I've been rewatching season one since, you know, you guys are replaying it on Access TV. And I'm just getting sucked into it all over again. As soon as the episode's over, I'm like, I want the next one. I want to know what's going to happen next.
Well, last year was interesting in the fact that Tessa Blanchard, the born legend, came to WOW chasing a dream to become the champion. Mm-hmm. And subsequently, this coming season, the target's on her back now. Now she is the champion, and now the tables have basically turned, and she has three competitors this season. The Monster of Madness, Jessica Havoc, a former champion, and anyone that's followed WOW for some 18-plus years, Jungle Girl, and the new phenom of professional wrestling, The Beast, will be there, and all three are really vying to take that championship title away from Tessa Blanchard.
I've seen The Beast in person, and she is intimidating.
Very much so. You know, I told everyone before WOW debuted a new specimen, a phenomena was going to debut, and she did, and my words were not marked wrong.
No.
She's intimidating. She's a specimen, and it's something to see. You know, I said back then there were only so many wrestlers you could count on your hand that made such an impression on you just when you see them, such as walking on an airplane, that you remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And The Beast is one of them.
Yeah, she is, and she's powerful. And, you know, I was very fortunate. I was able to come to L.A. last May. I've seen some of the taping. And this season coming up, people cannot miss one episode. It is action to action from beginning to end.
We try to keep it that way. You've seen the wrestling. The wrestling really is action-packed.
Mm-hmm.
We go pillar to post, if you will, from 1 hour of power with WOW. There's no doubt about it. It's an enjoyable program to watch for your listeners. You know, I think you have a listener group composed of a lot of women that are listening to your top 40 station. If they've watched GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling,
oh, yeah,
on Netflix after the 80s women's wrestling launch that I did, they will really love WOW. It's updated. It's modern. It's driven by characters and storylines. And, you know, women have taken to WOW Women of Wrestling. The audience at the live events, that's the first thing that you're going to notice noticeably different in this season. The audience has grown over the years from almost all male domination to a family audience.
Oh, yeah.
You will see that when you see the live events this year and even compare them to the shows that are on now. You'll see so many more women in the audience and kids. And dads are bringing their daughters. And one of the things I noticed on social media that touched me was how many dads out there said they were having an opportunity to do something with their daughter now when WOW would air on Access TV.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to watch it, and their daughters enjoyed it, where they may not enjoy one of the other wrestling alternative programs. So we liked it. We had dads with daughters, moms with daughters, moms bringing other girlfriends, and the WOW universe was expanding.
Oh, it was wall-to-wall people in there, and it was around the block when I got there to come in, and I mean, and it's such a passionate crowd, too. I saw there was one part, it was one of my favorite things that I've seen at a wrestling show. One little girl came in and hugged Keita Rush as she was going to the ring, and I was like, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, so, you know, all your listeners, check it out. It's Saturday night, Access TV. September 7th is the debut program for this new season. It's going to be action-packed. There's going to be, for your wrestling fans listening, there's going to be a tribute paid to the tag team champions of wrestling dating all the way back to the 1950s. And I'm very proud of the fact that we were able to pull together with the help of photographers on the East Coast, Pro Wrestling Magazine, and several other people that contributed to the fact that we're going to be able to pay tribute to Mae Young, Ella Weidrich. They were the first tag team champions on record from the 1950s, and really walk the fans through the history all the way through to the Jumping Bomb Angels, to then in our 2000 Wild Zone tag team, Caged Heat, Loka, and Dealt a Lot of Pain. So I think fans and historians of wrestling will enjoy that segment in the opening debut on September 7th on Access.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a fan of tag team wrestling, this is the season to watch. It is all about those tag team titles.
It's going to be interesting. It's the third match on every event program is the tag team series matches. It'll culminate with the crowning of the first in this decade, new WOW tag team champion.
Yeah, there's something on every show that I was like, this is phenomenal. I mean, this is so much fun, and it just keeps going. And you guys have such a big season now to tell a lot of stories.
Yes, it's driven. You know, I said it's driven with characters and stories. You know, as the booker, if you will, of the wrestling matches. I sit down and we say, hey, there's over 30. Wrestlers that have joined WOW, signed contracts, that are here to participate. And only because we're young, and that really is true, because I'm fascinated and amazed at how, you know, big and vast WWE has become even in the last 10 years. And unfortunately, when you get that big and you're trying to fill so much airtime, unfortunately, sometimes you just have wrestling matches because you need a wrestling match.
Right.
And I understand that issue. Maybe one day we'll be lucky enough to have that problem.
Yeah.
But being small and growing and needing the fans to connect to WOW to help it grow and succeed, we're fortunate and beneficial enough to have a story behind why every match is taking place. And it's like the old days of boxing. You know, when boxing had an event, there was a reason to watch the event. There was a reason to go to the event because they had the time to create the storyline of why these two boxers are wrestling, or not wrestling, fighting each other in the ring. And we are at the same place now. Because we're small and we're mobile, we're agile, and we're able to create these stories and say, well, why is Hazard after Tessa Blanchard, and develop that and showcase why and interview Havoc and talk to Tessa on the TV screen, and the fan becomes engaged in it. It's a benefit, and I urge everyone to watch Saturday, you know, mark it on your calendar, Saturday, September 7th, the debut. I think you're right, Jay. If you watch it, you'll be hooked and keep watching it every week.
You will. I mean, and like I said, I saw a lot of it being filmed, but I haven't seen the first episode. I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm excited to check that out. And you were saying about expanding. You guys were in the news big time last week with the signing of Teal Piper.
Yes, we're so fortunate to have Teal join WOW. Everyone, obviously, you know, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, you know of her father, Rowdy Roddy Piper, from all the avenues of entertainment that he enjoyed entertaining us with. And Roddy, you know, had a son and two daughters. And Teal has taken up the dad's anchor, if you will, and jumped into the ring to participate in wrestling. She'll be debuting at AEW's big event on a pay-per-view. I think it's this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be debuting in WOW this coming season on Access TV. And it's exciting to see Teal. She'll be the first to tell you she's just learning to wrestle. She's at the WOW Training Center in Long Beach, California, learning the ropes, if you will. But there's one thing she doesn't need to learn the ropes on at all, and that's her sharp wit and her humor and her slicing and dicing better than Don Rickles of anyone with her mouth.
Oh, I'm sure.
She is as sharp on the microphone as her father, if not better. and Teal Piper will be definitely getting rowdy on WOW this coming season.
That's going to be exciting. And you know, one thing you did touch on there that I didn't really realize till I got talking to some of your superheroes was that you do have a training facility there, and you guys are kind of creating the next new female stars.
Yes. The head trainer is Selena Majors. Tessa Blanchard has been engaged in training people, especially initially when we opened it up. Her travel schedule hasn't permitted her to be here as frequently as I've enjoyed her life. There's some other veteran wrestlers there that are training, and it provides a safe place for wrestlers, advocates that want to learn the sport of wrestling, to learn that are women.
Right.
You know, Tessa Blanchard will be the first to tell you she was taught by men, and she had to go to a training school, George South in Carolina, and learn how to wrestling with men in the ring. And whereas that may have worked out for her, she could see other girls that came and would leave because the environment was not as welcoming. And with WOW, we've got a welcoming and safe environment for women to learn to wrestle. And we're proud of it. In fact, the Beast is a product of that. The Beast went to the WOW training facility in Long Beach and has learned her craft. And as she leaps into the ring and she clotheslines someone, you can see she's a master of the craft.
Oh, yeah. I've seen her spear somebody out of the air, and I thought, yep, they're not getting up for a while.
Yes. Teal Piper's there right now learning to wrestle. But as I noted, I don't know if that's going to be her forte, wrestling. It takes time. And to emulate her dad's skill set is going to take a lot of time because he was a great, great wrestler. I mean, the fact that, you know, he learned it the hard way on the road, city to city, traveling state to state. That was the old-fashioned way of learning how to wrestle. And she and her brother, Colt Toombs, they did a biography on their father. It's named Rowdy, and it's the Roddy Piper story. And anyone that's listening today, if they go to Amazon.com, they would be able to, you know, type that in.
Very
Ariel
cool.
Teal Toombs and Colt Toombs, Rowdy, and they would be able to pick that up. I think Random House is the publisher. And it's a great read. It's a great book. If you read it, you see about Roddy Piper's life, and you see how Teal was literally born into the business of professional wrestling. And here she is several years after her dad's passing, and she is taking the torch, if you will, from heaven and jumping into the ring and going to entertain us. And so WOW is lucky to have Teal Piper engage with us. So we feel very fortunate about that.
It is a very cool thing, and I'm going to talk to her tomorrow, so I'm excited for that. But I'm very excited for the second season of WOW to debut on Access TV September 7th, 7 o'clock here in Fort Dodge. So, David, thank you so much for, one, creating this, creating GLOW, and just keeping wrestling going.
Well, it's a passion, and we've got to thank Mark Cuban, his station, everyone at Access TV, from their president with Andrew Simon, to their PR department with Cindy and Sean, yourself, the fans, and of course our leader in WOW, our number one superhero, Jeannie Buss. She's got a day job called the Los Angeles Lakers, but she owns WOW Women of Wrestling. And for your female listeners, WOW is a company that's completely outside myself, run, organized, marketed, promoted, all by women. And in today's climate, it's important to bring up, just so everyone knows, if you follow your dreams and you do something you love, you can make it happen, and it does not matter who you are. And we're proof of that. We were down at San Diego Comic-Con just last month, and we had a line that stretched through the entire convention center for 3 hours of autographs for people to meet Jeannie Buss and the Beast. And on Sunday, Tessa Blanchard was there alone. And Tessa Blanchard, the born legend, her dad being Tully Blanchard, signed autographs for over 3 hours.
Oh my gosh.
At San Diego Comic-Con. So that's a testimony to, in 1 year, what WOW's accomplished with Access TV. And we're appreciative to all the fans. And if your listeners haven't checked it out, do it. Saturday night, September 7th, 7 p.m., right, Jay, in your market.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you want to...
Access TV.
And if you want to hear what these wrestlers are like, go to yourfortdodge.com. I've got interviews with so many of them, including Jessica Havoc. I didn't get a chance to talk to Tessa. She is a little busy. You know, she is the world champion after all. So go check it out, see the pictures, and then watch the show. It's going to be great.
Jessica Havoc is the monster of madness, and she'll be chasing Tessa Blanchard for that championship. You'll see it. And if you want to get updated on all the superheroes of WOW, go to WOWE.com and hashtag us at WOW Superheroes on any of the platforms, and you'll get engaged in the WOW world.
All right.
It's been a pleasure. You're too nice to have me back on. I hope we do this a third time.
Absolutely. Season 3. I look forward to talking to you.
All right. Thank you, and thank all your listeners for enjoying this and watching WOW on Access TV Saturday the 7th is the debut.